I hit the heater and nothing. I turned it off and suddenly I heard...
You thought you could get away. You thought you could escape me.
My God, is that the tow monster underneath the seat of my car for crying out? Hey, wait a minute, you're supposed to be under beds.
No, I'm supposed to be under anything people use to sleep. And occasionally people will sleep in their cars, so I have special dispensation to be under the seat of your car to be attacking your toes.
I thought to myself, he's under the seat of my car, my God. I hit the cruise control and put my feet up on the dashboard, but it was really hard to drive that way. I was like saying to myself, how can I drive? How can I drive? How can I drive in this manner? Whoa, he's under the seat, Jesus! I'm in a 60 mile an hour zone now, but what else can I get in? How can I drive? How can I drive? How can I drive in this manner? I thought, only at nighttime. But yet there I was, driving 60, my feet on the dash, thinking to myself, how can I drive? How can I drive? How can I drive in this manner? How can I drive? How can I drive? But he was pretty confident.
I know sooner or later, Nino, you're going to have to put your feet down. You can't keep the cruise control on forever. See the sign up ahead? Speed zone. Prepare to slow down. You'll have to turn off the cruise control. You'll have to put your feet down to slow down the car. Which toe would you like me to bite off your foot?
None of my toes, I swear, none of them. I'm keeping my feet up here. I don't care if I gotta go blowing through a hospital zone with red lights flashing at 90 miles an hour. My feet are staying up here.
All right, suit yourself. I'm protected underneath the seat. Sooner or later, you'll crash. And while you're waiting for the jaws of life to pry you from the wreckage, I'll be chewing off your toes quietly and contentedly. And if you should be smashed into eternity, I'll be gnarling your toes while they're still warm.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking to myself, still blasting along 60 miles an hour. Then I thought fast. The sunroof. Since it was wintertime, I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it at all, because the weather's been so cold. The weather's been like completely worthless. But I hit the button on that bad boy and... up on the seat, driving with my fingertips.
Hey, wait a minute, where are you going?
I'm going out of here, buddy, out of here. You thought you could get Nino Grishman to leave, let me tell you something. Have a nice time at the eternity. I'll see you in the resurrection.
Wait a minute, no jump.
I stood there, the cold wind buffeting my face. I waited till the car came abreast of a huge snow drift, and I just, boof. Poof! I hit that snow, and I watched it in the distance. Like, so sweet. I could hear the distant whine of sirens. Somebody must have called the fire department. The car, of course, was mangled completely. I walked over to the side of it. I said, hey, you in there? All I could hear was... I just said, I'm wiggling my toes right now. Yeah, got them right up against the door.
The Best of Greaseman Show rocks on DC 101.